This is a young lady that I'm very, very proud of. I've been coaching her since last May. Her check has doubled just in the last 5-6 months. A 28-year-old rookie in the business, a mom pregnant with her second baby, doing a phenomenal job, totally committed, committed to her team, committed to her success. She's blown my mind. I mean, she came to me, she's making $20,000 a month saying, I'm stuck, I want to move forward, I want to continue to grow. What do I have to do? I know I need leadership coaching. And what an awesome person to show that she is, the character that she had. You know, instead of getting a big ego with her big check, she wanted to remain humble and submit under a teaching that would help to take her to the next level because she wants her people to succeed. And I'm just so proud of her and elated with the kind of character that she has. Nicole, can you real quick just tell us what's happened in your business that you've been plugging in?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You know, I've plugged in with just one of my partners, Stacy and I, and we both have built this just business together. And I'll tell you, you have made our job so much easier. We're able to go back and focus on what we focused on from day one. Mm-hmm. And that is something I got away from. All of a sudden, as we grew in leadership, I thought I had to train people on how to be the best leader and how to have self-esteem and how to do all these things that I'm not even sure I knew how to do, and got completely away from what they really needed to do to build this business. You have brought us back to how you can be successful. You've taken that leadership role. You've taken the coach. We've given you the coach role, and we've become like the team captain.
Yeah.
And that has been huge. It's been tremendous for us. We've seen explosive growth since attending the first seminar in June. I can't tell you how much I've grown as a leader, personally, professionally, since I've been just the little things you've given. Even tonight, talking about how to handle objections. It's not about you. It's about them. And mm-hmm. It's brilliant. It's amazing, and we're just so blessed and thankful.
I'm so proud of you because you've really just been so teachable, so coachable, and just, you know, Danny, tell me whatever I got to do, and I'll do it. And that's just, your people are very blessed to work with you, and as well as Tom. You guys are leading an awesome sales force, and it's just so much fun to work with people like you. Okay, so I know that, Nicole, you guys, you do it a couple different ways. One of them is by way of conference calls.
Mm-hmm.
The other way is in-home presentations.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we do the home presentation? Because I know your husband's playing around with that and having great success with it.
Absolutely.
So why don't we go ahead and pretend like we just done a group presentation,
okay,
and you were a guest that I had there, and I'll go ahead and go with the closing script. And why don't you just kind of think of a common objection that you get that I have not already trained on tonight?
Okay.
Absolutely. So why don't we go ahead, the presentation's all done, I sit down with you and I say, Nicole, what did you like about what you just saw?
Well, it looks good. It looks like the products are really good. It looks like the income opportunity. It definitely looks like I have a support system. I really liked what I saw. I liked it all.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
I like how I feel like I won't be left alone, that if I have a group of people, you'll come present. I like that the product really sells itself, and it's something that I might be buying already elsewhere. I really like that. I feel like there's a great market for that.
Okay. So, Nicole, do you want to make a little or a lot with our company?
I want to make a lot.
Okay. What for?
You know, our daughter has cystic fibrosis, a genetic disease, and we're just want to do everything we possibly can to stay out of medical debt and be able to donate to her cause and a cure. So that's why.
That is awesome. Now, Nicole, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to donate the tens of thousands of dollars into her cause? To find the best cure, the safest cure, the quickest cure for that beautiful little girl of yours. And, you know, how long is it going to take you if you keep doing what you're doing right now?
I'm not sure we'll ever be able to.
Okay. Where do you see yourself getting started? You see yourself starting with that little test the water area? You see yourself stepping up to the fast track so that you can be on your way with that business, working with us as a team, marketing a product that you feel there is a market for so that you can be on your way to finding that cure for your daughter?
You know, we're in debt right now, and I don't care what I have to do. I'm starting with the large pack. I'm starting with the fast track.
Awesome. Welcome aboard. Let's go ahead. Here's your application. Go ahead and fill it out.
Well, Denny, one quick question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything, like I said, it looks really great, and I really want to be here for my daughter, but, you know, I just don't understand. You really have to become it sounds like you have to be a customer. You have to purchase something every month, and I don't really want to be obligated to do that. I just really wanted to work for a company. I didn't really necessarily want to be, I'm not so sure I want to be obligated to really use the product.
Okay. Why do you say that?
I just don't think people want to be committed to have to buy something. It might be more convenient to just buy it from, you know, a store that's right down the street or something.
Oh, okay. So, okay, I totally understand exactly what you're saying. So are you telling me that you feel that people would rather purchase from the store and instead of purchasing from a person they love and want to help support in a cure for their daughter?
Well, why do you think people are afraid to get committed, to have to be committed to spend a certain amount of money sometimes each month? I just don't know if I want to do that.
Okay, awesome. Okay, well, let's do this. Go ahead and fill out your application.
Mm-hmm.
And what's awesome about our company is that you can cancel that product at any time that you want. The main thing is that we can work together so you're not left alone, so that you can be on your way getting out of debt and finding that cure for your beautiful daughter.
Okay. I love that. I love that. You just said, just fill out the application. That's awesome. That's great. You cancel any time. You ignored it. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Put the focus back on their goals.
You bet. I got it. Okay, you just, by the way, my entire team's on here cheering because you answered that objection for us. So.
So again, in this case, I said, why do you say that? I wanted to understand more about what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So you said, I don't want to be obligated to the customer first. And then I said, really, what do you mean by that? Or why do you say that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said what again?
I basically said I don't think people want to be committed each and every month.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if I wanted to be.
Right.
And you just addressed it where it doesn't matter because you can cancel, so you're not committed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. Sign here. That's awesome.
So that you could be on your way getting out of debt and finding that cure for that beautiful daughter of yours.
So you're bringing back their why and their goal and what they originally told you, why they wanted to work from home in the first place.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And you know what's amazing is, you know, if you think about it, why in the world would anybody want to disregard their being able to get out of debt, work a business that they felt were products that people needed already and would want to buy,
mm-hmm.
and want to lay down their why of making a lot of money so they can find a cure for their daughter's disease?
Mm-hmm.
All for what? Because they don't want to be on a standing order? A duh!
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break!
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, like, ridiculous. Somebody says no to that, they are not qualified to work with you. No, I definitely don't want to be in a standing order. No, I don't want to find a cure for my daughter. No, I don't want to get out of debt. See ya. Nicole, real quick, I'm totally over time. I want you to be somebody that's just downright negative.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. So be somebody that you get once in a while. What did you like about what you saw, Nicole?
Well, it's interesting, but my friend did one of those pyramid things. My mom and dad did an MLM, and those pyramid things, they never work.
You know, I totally understand exactly what you mean. You know, thank you so much for being on our conference call tonight. I just bless you and hope you find exactly what it is you're looking for so that you can get out of debt and find that cure for your daughter. Maybe some of the products might be something good that you might want to try to help to have a safer environment for your daughter. You do want to have a safe, clean environment for your daughter now, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I use healthy products in my home, and those pyramid things never work.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know what, Nicole, thank you so much. God bless you. I really do hope and pray you find a way to get out of debt so you can get that cure on for your daughter.
Thank you.
Bye.
I love that.
We had to have one negative one on there.
No, I love that.
I'm out of there, man, on those guys.